This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. As we come to the end of this era, it is truly sad that so few are seeing the truth. We look all about us. We see it in strangers. We see it in friends. We see it in family members. The rejection of God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. We even see it in those that believe they are one with God. However, they reject the Word of God because it would mean they have to do things themselves to show they are truly seeking to be worthy of being called quote-unquote Christian. Very soon there will be an awakening, but not in the way most have been told how it will occur. It will be called the tribulation. In podcast number 189, A Study of the Word Tribulation, I explained that this word shows that all that experience this seven-year period are one thing: enemies of God. Any humans left within this temporal plane of existence will be God's enemy. Why? Because they choose to be friends to the world. James 4:4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Therefore, since they will find themselves left here in this world, which they have befriended, they are his enemies per the word of God. Per their choice, they willingly have chosen to be left behind. However, they haven't made the final choice. The final choice would come when they must accept the mark of the beast. By refusing it, they will choose starvation and persecution, which will lead to death here in this temporal existence. Here is the kicker, though. This temporal existence, this short time within this world, is like the blink of an eye when compared to eternity. A concept that is beyond most that now or have ever walked upon this earth. This is shown and proven with how most act and live, which is why Jesus said this. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. They take the broad path, for it is found with what is offered in this world, earthly treasures. Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. And where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. People cling to this reality. They seek after what pleases them here. This is not what the Bible tells us to do. For by doing so, those that do this befriend the world and accept what is not offered by the Father. 1 John 2:15-16. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and our possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. They say things like welcoming awakening to a new day here in this temporal plane of existence, like having worldly goods and possessions are a good thing when it goes totally against what Jesus Christ himself taught. Mark chapter 10 verses 17 through 22. Now he was going up on the road. One came running, knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowfully, for he had great possessions. Most that profess to being quote-unquote Christian refuse to sell their possessions. This turns them into enemies of God. However, to them, they are one with him and follow him. This makes them liars. Revelations 21:8. "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. They show they work from the flesh and not the spirit." Galatians 5:19 through 21. "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresy, envy, murderers, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Most act this way. Most do not accept that they are an enemy of God. For to do so would mean they are wrong in what they have accepted as the truth, when it is not the truth at all, but a very convincing lie. And who tells lies so well as to cause those that listen to believe it is truth? 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. The very fact that most seek after and accept worldly goods and possessions receive it from the only being allowed to give it at this time. Luke 4:6. "And the devil said to him, 'All authority I give to you and this glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish.'" The one they worship is the one that rewards them. They call him quote unquote Jesus. However, his name is Lucifer, and it is he whom they truly worship. This is who most truly worship, even though they think and believe it is God through Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, the fact that they still keep and live with worldly possessions shows they have no desire to follow God or his Son. For if they did, they would do as he commanded, which was said in three different Gospels. And so I will say it here once again. Mark 10:17-21. "Now he was going out on the road. One came running up, knelt before him, and asked him, 'Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' So Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. honor your father and mother. And he answered and said to him, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Then Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. All must downsize now and quickly. Then they must spread the word of God and live a life that reflects Christ, a life that is minimalistic, a life that allows those that choose to use most of their worldly wealth for the glory of God and of God alone, for whom is to be the center of our universe. Matthew 22:37-40. And Jesus said to him, You shall love the God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. This means we must follow those laws not removed by the cross. There are those that say there are no laws. Christ said this about those. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Those that say there are no laws, and it can be done by faith alone, quote, practice lawlessness, unquote. As you can tell, they are not known to Jesus Christ. Then who knows them? I believe we have established who that is. Time is very quickly running out. We can still make the first rapture. We all must confront where we stand with God. We must all fix our relationship with God if we have gotten off track. Very, very soon, the trumpet will blow. On a global scale, all will hear. A few will disappear from this temporal plane of existence. Most will listen to and hear lies about aliens or something. If you find yourself still here after the second blast of the trumpet, understand you are now officially designated as an enemy of God. It was designated by Jesus Christ himself. Matthew 25:6-12. And at midnight a cry was heard, Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, No, lest there should be not enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins also said, Lord, Lord, open up to us. But he answered and said, Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Jesus does not know many because he never met them. Yet in their eyes, they did meet him. However, they never did. They met the Father of all lies, and they must turn from him now. They must turn to God through Jesus Christ now. God bless.